That's right. It is East Coast Radio, KZN's number one hit music station. So if you're just joining us, it's your daytime queen, Carol Ofori. And as we know, for many, this is a long weekend. You may have planned weeks or months ago, planning to take your kiddies away since it's the school holidays, or maybe just planning a breakaway for yourself and some friends, or maybe alone time, right? We all may have had plans, as it is a long weekend. Tuesday is a public holiday, and if you were a smarty pants, you would have taken the Monday off. So we were given this weather to deal with for this long weekend. Multiple weather warnings have been issued for KwaZulu-Natal as the province braces for blistering cold temperatures. Snow is already falling in parts of the province. And to find out more about it, I thought, you know what? We can't go into the weekend not knowing exactly what's happening. So I am so grateful. Sihle Dlamini, forecaster at the South African Weather Service, is joining us. Hi, Sihle. How are you?
Hi there at the radio station. I hope you're good.
We are good. We are good. I'm so excited to chat to you because I know you're very busy, especially with the readings that you're getting now. But I thought we could paint a picture for all of us. What is it looking like for the next couple of days, considering it's a long weekend for KZN?
All right. It's very important to start with what is happening today, and then I'll move forward.
Perfect.
So currently today we have an upper air system that we call a Karo flow that is currently situated between the borders of the Eastern Cape and the Free State. Mm-hmm. So usually east of that, that's where we get the weather. That's where we get the serious weather. So that's currently what is happening east of that, which is KZN. Is east of where I just mentioned. That's where we're getting the serious weather for today. And then at the surface, we have a reaching high pressure that is pushing in some moisture over the province. As that system is pushing in the moisture, the cutoff low and then is lowering because it's a cold cold system. So as it deepens, it causes some very cold conditions over the eastern parts of it. So we have very cold conditions over KZN today, and it also lowered the freezing level, which is then leading to the snowfall over the western parts of the province, mm-hmm. where we have two warnings over the areas around Kokstad all the way up to Okahlamba. That's where we have an orange level 6 warning for disruptive snowfall. And then east of that, covering the areas of Harding all the way up to Newcastle, we have a yellow level 2 warning for disruptive rainfall. So it's very important that whoever that is currently around those areas, they should take precaution of that warning. And then another warning that we have today is disruptive rainfall. I'm sure as you are sitting or wherever you are now, you're already seeing that it's pouring. If it's not pouring, it might have been pouring an hour ago, or it's still yet to pour. So we are still expecting some rain across the whole province of KwaZulu-Natal. In places, we are expecting some disruptive rainfall, except the extreme northern parts of KZN for today. Mm-hmm. And then going into tomorrow, we still have a higher confidence of the rainfall. We still have an 80% chance of showers and rain along over the northern parts. And then the southern parts, we only have 60% because we are expecting that to start clearing around midday. In terms of the warnings, we're still keeping the warnings for snowfall, same areas. So it's still going to be snowing around the western parts of the province. And then in terms of the warning for rainfall, for the disruptive rainfall, it's mostly going to be affecting along the coastal areas, starting around Durban, going all the way up to the areas of just before Mbazwana, and then all the covering the areas of Ulundi as well over the interior, mm-hmm. As well as Vryheid. We are still expecting some disruptive rainfall around those areas tomorrow. As then we are moving into Sunday, the system will then continue moving offshore, so it's no longer going to be over us. Mm-hmm. So then conditions then seem to be better. However, the high pressure is still going to be reaching some moisture over the province. However, it's just going to be over the northeastern parts of the province, so we're only going to be getting 30% showers and rain early in the morning, and then from then we're not expecting anything after midday. And then on Monday, we're just going to be clear, so we're not expecting anything on Monday.
Okay. All right, so basically overall what I'm taking from what you're saying is that for the next 2-3 days, we need to be exceptionally careful, especially the areas you mentioned with snow and rainfall, and of course for people to take it really easy, yeah?
Yes, yes. I just would like to mention as well, tomorrow we're still expecting very cold conditions in most parts of the province, except the along the coastal areas from Durban going up to Botswana as well, including Jozini. There, we're not expecting it to be very cold. It's just going to be cold around those areas. But it is very important that we just wear warm clothes. And also, because of the ongoing rainfall, it's important to also, for whoever that is going to be on the road driving, the roads are really, really slippery. So it's very important that everyone should stay on the recommended driving speed.
Right. And we've been mentioning in our traffic there's going to be black ice. For those who don't know what black ice is, can you explain what it is and why people should stay away from that?
Where did we get black ice?
Oh, there's expectations of black ice on the roads as people navigate different parts of the province.
Oh, was that issued by us, or it's just...
Oh, okay. All right. So is there no black ice?
I can't say.
Okay.
Because
what is it, just for reference sake, what is black ice?
Black ice is usually termed as the just patchy ice on roadways or other transportation surface that cannot easily be seen.
Aha, I see.
Yeah,
okay.
So that's how it is.
Okay, no, that makes it clear. Thank you so much, Sihle. Anything else? We have you on the line, and I think it's important that you let everyone in KZN know, as the weather service. Anything else you would like to let KZN and anyone else listening know for the weather for the coming days?
Other than what I've just said, I would just like to extend that, because I usually see people, they don't really pay attention to what the weather forecast issues. It's very important because it goes a long way into saving one or whatever, even your property, even your life, even livestock and everything like that. So it's very important to take note of the warnings.
Thank you.
That's what I would like to say.
I love that. Sihle Dlamini from the South African Weather Service. Thank you for your time. We really do appreciate it.